So, as you're coming to the end of your cast journey, do you want to tell me about some of the highlights that you think you've done over the year?
18 months. I think one of the highlights was definitely being a part of the play, because it was something new that I haven't tried before. I haven't really had the confidence to go and audition and put myself out there. So because it was like my last opportunity of high school, I really like forced myself to get out of my comfort zone and go and audition. And I think it was a really valuable experience for me, because, you know, I formed new friendships through it, and I generally enjoy performing. So it was really nice to be a part of a production that scale. And
it was really amazing.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. And
thank you.
Yeah, so really good. And so that was obviously new challenge,
rewarding
collaboration,
in the end, yeah.
And all those sort of things. Okay, so is that something that you might carry on in the future? You might try at uni, like smaller. You might try smaller, you know, like uni sort of little rep companies or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. The unis I'm looking at definitely have clubs to do like theater and things like that. So depending on, because I realize that like it's something that I enjoy and I think I am, you know, capable of doing. It's definitely valuable, and I definitely will be doing it in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, one of the aims of CAST is something that you dip in and try things that you can actually, you know, then move on in the future. Okay, so you did lots and lots of dancing, because you really like dancing as well. So tell me a bit about all your dancing experiences then.
So the dancing experience that I did were like a mix of like leadership and like not non-leadership roles. So for Culturama, I was a leader, so I was doing a lot of the planning. I was doing choreographing, you know, costumes, budgets, and things like that. So those were all like new skills that I was learning, because often I had just like been taught to dance, and I had never really like fully made it my own. But I really enjoyed it, because even though it was difficult, and I still like remember getting frustrated with the dancers, getting frustrated with myself, and the committee also, because things weren't going maybe the way I had envisioned. I think that how I learned to like adapt and kind of adhere to the circumstances that I was given was definitely something that'll carry on in the future.
Okay, that's really good that you've learned lots of things on that as well. And then you did a year-long service, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did PPIS, which was where I worked with kids for a year. They came to the school, and every Friday afternoon we'd plan some activities and something along the lines of like acting / confidence / being dramatic.
So like
action based things.
Yeah.
So Hannah and I led one or two sessions, and for one of them, what we decided was, because we had been following a very rigid routine, so we'd start with coloring, then we'd watch a video, ask questions. It was a bit too static for mine and Hannah's liking, so we decided that we were going to do something a bit more interactive, and it was like adding actions to a book, and it's like I say, you say kind of a thing, which, I mean, I think the kids enjoyed, and the teachers seemed to like that we, the leaders seemed to like that we switched it a little bit.
So sort of like in that discussion, you've talked a little bit about your challenges and stuff. Is there anything that you think that you would have done differently with your cast if you were to start again?
Differently, I think I would have auditioned for like maybe more plays. I think there was one in the beginning of grade 11, but I'm not 100% sure. I think if I had just like gone out of my comfort zone a bit earlier, then I could have really like had a valuable experience there and discovered how much I enjoy being a part of the creative process earlier. And in terms of like activities and things, I would probably do, I think I would do Culturama a little bit differently. I think I would have to, like, when I was planning and making my ideas prior to auditions and things like that, I think I'd have to remind myself that these ideas are not set in stone, because I had trouble, like, deviating from what I had envisioned and what I had imagined, so I think.
Okay. And if you could sum it up in, say, one sentence, or a couple of sentences, what would your, because you're going to do this for your picture, your image.
Yeah.
So what's your take home message about Cass?
I think something about how, like, there's always more waiting for me on the other side of my comfort and the other side of my fear.
Okay.
So, yeah, something along those lines, because I was, prior to my Cass experience, I was not confident as a leader. Mm. I didn't have the confidence in myself to audition and really, like, put myself open for rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just kind of was really, Cass for me was really about...
And that's part of life, rejection, lots of it. You know, when you go for job interviews and stuff.
And you don't get
so
it in university.
But it's good, you know, you've learned how to cope with that and so on. And,
yeah.
And so it's nice that you're doing it in a safe environment and so on.
And a supportive environment.
Yeah, supportive environment. Okay, that's brilliant. It looks like you've talked through, as you've been talking, you've been touching on different learning objectives. Okay, one last thing. So the ones that there's difficulty often for students to think about in terms of reflections. Oh, no, just one more thing. Reflections of the LO6 and LO7, so the ethical and the global issues.
Yeah.
So where do you think you've actually... come across that or thought about that and experienced those?
I think definitely during project week, it was because I was going to a different country, I was working with people who, you know, I didn't necessarily share a lot of the same, similarities with. I didn't even speak the same language as a lot of the teachers in ISF and a lot of the students. So it kind of demonstrated to me like how vast the world is and how diverse it is. Even though I do go to an international school, kind of reinforced that thinking and brought me out of this all English speaking, all same value kind of environment that I have been in since grade six.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and just really exploring, you know, that there are nuances in what we study and in terms of, lower class people don't tend to go to school and there are nuances and there are exceptions and it's important to remember that.
Okay.
And for the ethical things, again, I'm going to the service in Cambodia because we were there for one day and I had to really think about, like, how can I genuinely make a difference in one day? It's not about me going there to tick off a box on my planning document. It's about me having a positive impact on them and teaching them something valuable, giving them something that they remember. So I knew, and my group knew, that if we were doing it half-heartedly, then there was no point going, so...
Okay. Okay. Brilliant. Well done.